N4CLQ, N4TOM. N4TOM, sir.
TOM, N4OBQ.
N4TOM, good morning, Mr. Stacy.
I was sitting out back and I come in here to get something and I heard you.
Well, let me ask you this. Am I making the full end of the repeater? I'm on a boat plane.
According to my scale.
Well, Layla show up last night.
Backed up last night. She was pretty good.
That was night before last when she got a little whiny. Yeah, well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. I ain't even been outside the house this morning, so it's just warm out there on the back 40 this morning.
It is on my end.
Oh, Lord mercy, I gotta go back in to work tonight. I'm a dreading it like a toothache boy, but it ain't even a five, and it'll be over with tomorrow's work day for the fifth.
Get up from sitting here and just go there and see it, over.
Hey, you don't have no rounds or anything. You just sit there. Is that what you're facing it to? Just yet.
See it. I used to back when I was with the security company, but now, you know, just with the mall straight out, no, I don't. I'm pretty much all over it anyway, you know, but I'm not required to go to certain checkpoints, you know, ever so often, no.
Well, they got that booze of making this still over and them all over. Run over sometime. I have been in there a lot of years. Well, I did join J.C. Fender down there one fall down the street there. Kevin was trying to fix the marina. That's about the only time I've been in there in a long, long, long time. I hated it when Sears closed down. I haven't been there much of any. I think about one since then.
Building.
On the couch in the house, sir, Roger.
You got some kind of beep or something that comes in there every time you unkey.
Alright. Yeah. I'll have to see what it is, so I've never. It ain't like no Roger beep or something like it is.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
I've never had much luck with these boat planes. This is the first time I've spoke on one. You know, I check in the repeater with it when I'm in Greenwood, but I'll have to go through the setup on one of these figures. I got that radio to do like what you told me to, you know. It took quite a bit to that dial on plane. I think it's a way to change the colors on the background of Arctic. I'm talking about on the B-71.
Got green and orange, you know, which one you want.
Oh, I'll have to see about that. But like I say, I got read the manual. I programmed it, got quite a bit of the programming in it, but then turned right around and it don't feel about like you say, telling me to push this button and push that when you get to the individual VFO. But it doesn't tell a whole lot about it, you know. But you're in a mess situation.
Gonna do a hang around the house today.
I got a motorcycle out. Well, I had that yesterday. I gotta go. I'm gonna rinse it off with a hose pipe. Put it back up. I got to cut my grass yesterday. Got that taken care of and trim my bushes a little bit. Gonna put up that long wire. Never got around to it, but I'm on lay low today, and I go back to bed about 3, and I'll sleep till about 5:30. Get up, and I have to, my first round in Charlotte, I have to play, let me see here. Well, I have to leave Greenville by 7 o'clock tonight, 7:15, in order to get them to Charlotte, so I'd wait tonight there, Roger.
Roger, let me walk out back and catch you on that HT.
N4OBQ, N4TOM Friday.
TOM N4OBQ.
N4TOM. You on the Yazoo?
With that little old, I'll hate what them antennas, that J-PO, like what we got here.
I like him and done pretty doggone good, boy, I'll be honest with you.
But I still don't like him as good as I do that other one.
I was looking at him last night, I noticed he went up in price. Well, it ain't necessarily bad. I know that the way we ship stuff, it's an oversized freight. Anything over 24 inches long is, I think that's why it's one of the shipping went up on the length of things, you know.
Well, you know, back in the day, I had to get two separate ones. He didn't make them. I think you just got one for both bands, right?
One I got in yonder is I got hooked up as a scanner and thing. It's a 2 and a 70. And then, so, yeah. Well, what is your cover? I mean, it's got two pieces coming up on it.
2 meter. Then the other one is separate, which is, you know, the 440 side, but back then, I guess he never had started making them, you know, where you just buy one. I had to get two separate ones to get both bands, so. But I hadn't even been using these things ever since me and Keith bought those antennas. I just had these just about head high off the ground. Just so I can mostly receive, over.
Well, I got the, he's got the 440, 2 and the 440, and he's got the, the number 1 and the 220, and got a leveling up or some type of leveling. I know that you can't get it gonna go up on next week. Or what do you got advertised?
4OBQ. You know, yesterday I told you about that thing being on low power, on low 2. I found out today that when I use that other battery pack with the rechargeable battery, it automatically goes to the low power.
I wonder why that
I don't know, but yesterday it didn't last that long. So I charged them things all night long, put them in a little while ago, and put them in there, and it was only showing 2 bars. It wasn't showing 3. So I took them back out, put them back in the charger, and it's still charging. So I don't know if one wasn't seated in there good or what. So I don't know. I'll know in a little while. But the first day, man, it lasted all, you know, from 8 in the morning till, I think the last I looked at it, it was about 20 minutes to 8. But it didn't last that long yesterday as far as I can remember.
Well, undoubtedly, it recognized it. Being different battery packs, I suppose. And for OBQ, I got the, I had a little problem yesterday getting my TYC connected up to DMR, but, well, I don't think it was that. I had to, reboot the hotspot two or three times to get, I think it's called World War. I think it was actually trying to hook up the cloud.
Get it, but yesterday, just about every time this thing would transmit, I would hit a digipeater somewhere. So I hit one yesterday up off of next to Beaver Dam Road up there somewhere or another when I was on the way to my niece's, or after I got to my niece's, because she lived on Welcome. That's not that far from Beaver Dam. I don't know. I mean, I looked at the call sign, but I mostly hit Carnesville, Georgia. I don't get it, but I hit almost. I got this thing set to 5 minutes, and it'd be like 10:20, 10:25, 10:30. I did that all day yesterday. Today, I ain't hardly hitting, not no digipeater, just every once in a while. So that confuses me, unless it's just something. Maybe somebody out there listening to me can tell me why one day you can hit them all day long, and the next day I can't even hit one 10 miles up the road, so I don't get it over.
Yeah, I'm wondering why you didn't hit that phone. Just like you, like you would have hit that one. Suppose Joel or suppose he is, and hit that phone. Have you ever hit it?
Hit it, but I think I hit Carnesville more than I hit it, but I don't know, especially yesterday evening. That thing would hit a digipeater every time, and it was out of four different digipeaters that it would hit. And now today, I'm hardly hitting. I think I hit some at 7 something this morning, and at 9:15. I don't think I've hit another one since then.
I don't know enough about it, but I've been reading up on it. I've been kind of following you around on it, a little bit. I'll see weeds here and there, but like you talked about yesterday, it actually tracks the radio instead of, instead of the phone. Made a big difference.
Sitting here talking about that, I just hit one, so I'm going to look and see which one it was. Let's see, 10:43. Let's see, W4 PFT, that's one in Carnesville. I'm thinking that's in Carnesville. One in Clemson is WD4 EOG, so I know it wasn't that one. Let's see, that's it. That's exactly. The one I hit is Carnesville, Georgia.
What the elevation is down there? I'll have to, when I go, well, I won't go through that than that. But it'd be higher than, well, I don't make a lot of sense. It didn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
From what I've seen, that one in Carnesville was 80 foot high, and it's 65 watt. And the one I hit yesterday up off of Beaver Dam Road, back up in there somewhere, I don't know none names of the roads where I looked exactly. I think it's even close to where it said something about the Anderson Radio Club or something. But it's like 40 foot high and 45 watts, I'm thinking, if I remember right. Oh.
There's a ham up there next to the golf course, which the police got there off of Beaver Dam, and I don't know who it's got. Up above where Peg used to live, right there, about four houses up on the left up there. There's a tri banders up there, right there. I bet that's probably where it was.
I could look that call sign up, but I know on the APRS site, He's got about, if I remember right, he's got about five or six different SSID call numbers. So I don't know what all he's into, but anyway, I might study on that a little bit more. I'm just not familiar enough to figure this thing out. The only other person is Keith that I deal with, and he said, "Well, man, you're in the same boat." Of course, he didn't have no problem setting it up on the radio. So I know he knows a lot more than I do, because I wouldn't have known where to begin without going in there and watching videos and all that kind of stuff, or just going by the manual. Sometimes you just have to do that, okay?
Oh, yeah, 4-0-4-0-M Friday. Oh, I may have to.
Yeah,
they probably
you
did it,
didn't he? I don't know. I'm back and forth from the info page to... I don't know. I'm just still a little bit confused about our height works, what the procedure is of... If I hit a digipeater in 6 miles. I managed to skip right over Clemson, 10 miles up the road. So I'm not understanding why it acts that way. Maybe somebody tell me. But it confuses me a little. Well, if I hit Clemson like just now, let's just say, on my next transmission, why wouldn't I hit that same digipeater again? I mean, it's like, well, shoot, I couldn't even make it that far on the transmission that time, so I don't know.
Well,
I just hit another one. Let me look and see if it's the same one.
Okay.
I hit the one in Carnesville again, same one. So I don't know.
Place our mind on here a little while, get it. See what I hit. I mean, it's easy enough for us. I can do that little part of it. I don't know where I'm at as to what I can do. One of Beaver Dam, all the buildings. Get that one quickly. Honestly, I stopped like the red line. One over on White Road over there, just be able to get the trail. I'm not going to say, I don't know if he's still got it going or may have it off or whatever, but it was dry.
You asked me something a minute ago. How did I know? I didn't quite get all the question, but if you can remember, ask me again.
Quick, how do you know that you hit a dick piece? I mean, does it give you show up as a function, or what does it do?
One that comes back on my radio as if it were just like anybody else that hit one that I see. I see my own call sign. Plus, I go to the raw packets or go to the info page of my call sign and it'll show you which ones you hit.
That's right, yeah.
Say that again, something service, I didn't catch it.
That service or what you have?
Yeah, Tony, every time you ask me that, it takes the first part out, a lot of static in there. You're showing stuff. You got my meter all the way out, but... There's a lot of static in there with you.
Yep, I'm starting to get a lot of white noise here. I see, really, I'm forgot.
something about in service or something. I just didn't catch the word before the service part.
But I see you have yourself as in service, or what you get your status as?
Keith put off duty, and I have changed it, but I don't think that makes a big difference. You kind of just, they give you choices to pick from, but it don't make no difference about how your radio operates, so.
Wonder what the
fact is,
that was my curiosity.
Well, that's three. I just hit it again. That's three in a row. And it's transmitting every 5 minutes. So, I don't know.
Well, I think you posted on Facebook. Y'all come out of the same pod right there. Two trees in the same pod. Like I say, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, did it?
Yeah, I saw that. Well, you know, people's got different opinions. I had one person tell me he looked just like his mama, but I said, well, you know, I'm trying to pick out something that I can find. I said, just look at the top of each one of our heads. Tell me something there, over.
Yeah, boy, C-O-M. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot more places to go than the same topic.
I know it took you out on that one. I didn't get none of that.
Let me jump off here. I'm going to get you a bite of breakfast right quick. And I'll holler at you in this here in a little while. But, yeah, so he looks just like his daddy.
Yeah, Roger. All right, then. Breakfast. Man, it's dinner time. What you talking about? My little old niece just texted and said they're going to the pizza buffet here just as soon as church lets out. I don't think I'm going to go with them today. We went to skiing yesterday, so I think I'm just, it's pretty outside. I think I'm just going to hang around out here today, like most days, and just play ham radio, over.
Well, I got quite a bit done yesterday. I got to do, reprogram that radio again, so I'll get my frequencies in or whatever, and think I'm going to, I am in the process of retirement. So I'm getting kind of set up. I think I'm well on my way.
Sure, well, I put me a switch in there a while ago. I hooked my BC1A back up. But now I can flip the switch and use this one in the house on the higher antenna also. So I'm trying to figure out something else with this one. This other one that I got set up here and just leave it up in the air. But I'm having to take this little cable off and on to do it. I can't stand for something to be pulling my little HT around, you know, and it's not good for the antenna, where you connect the antenna. I mean, I have seen those things break before, but anyway, I get it figured out. All right, go ahead and eat you some breakfast. Holler at me, ask why. N4TOM, N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Well, yeah, I got one of the little cables myself, Stacey. It works on this one. I'm just not much into it, but well, I'm going through the V71, so I say it works out real well. Took me a little while to get that thing figured out, get some meet VFOs, but don't let me forget next time I come over, I'll bring you. I found soldering iron, so I'm going to get the setup on that. I got to get me another switch, but Anyway, I'll tell you in a little while. N-4-0-1.